It may not sound funny to you, but that night we laughed until tears beaded in the corners of our eyes. One day soon, the geisha districts would indeed close. When they did, we were certain to end up working in the factories. To give you some idea of what life in the factories was like, let me tell you about Hatsumomo's friend, Corinne. During the previous winter, the catastrophe that every geisha in Gion feared most had actually happened to Corinne. A maid tending the bath in her okia had tried to burn newspapers to heat the water, but had lost control of the flames. The entire okia was destroyed, along with its collection of kimono. Corinne ended up working in a factory south of the city, fitting lenses into the equipment used for dropping bombs from airplanes. She came back to visit Gion from time to time as the months passed, and we were horrified at how much she'd changed. It wasn't just that she seemed more and more unhappy. We'd all experienced unhappiness and were prepared for it in any case, but she had a cough that was as much a part of her as a song is a part of a bird, and her skin was stained as though she'd soaked it in ink, since the coal the factories used was of a very low grade and covered everything in soot as it burned. Poor Corinne was forced to work double shifts while being fed no more than a bowl of weak broth and a few noodles once a day, or watery rice gruel flavored with potato skin. So you can imagine how terrified we were of the factories. Every day that we awakened to find Gion still open, we felt grateful. Then one morning in January of the following year, I was standing in line at the rice store in the falling snow holding my ration coupons when the shopkeeper next door put out his head and called into the cold, "It's happened!" We all of us looked at one another. I was too numbed with cold to care what he was talking about, for I wore only a heavy shawl around my peasant's clothing. No one wore kimono during the day any longer. Finally, the geisha in front of me brushed the snow from her eyebrows and asked him what he was talking about. "The war hasn't come to an end, has it?" she asked. "The government has announced the closing of the geisha districts," he said. "All of you are to report to the registry office tomorrow morning." For a long moment, we listened to the sound of a radio inside his shop. Then the door rumbled closed again, and there was nothing but the soft hiss of the falling snow. I looked at the despair on the faces of the other geisha around me and knew in an instant that we were all thinking the same thing. Which of the men we knew would save us from life in the factories?